grab the kids. It's time to get them in the car and head to the airport because we are going travelling with our travel mum.
Indeed we are, and we welcome Andrea Bailey along to our studios here at DIFF. How are you?
Hello. Thanks. Yeah, hi.
You've just been on quite a trip, haven't you? Seeing the Northern Lights.
Yes, I have. I have to say it's nice to be back in Dubai sunshine, though.
Yeah. Cold.
It was freezing. It was minus 10. We were up at the Arctic Circle, past it, in fact. Minus 10. The place was called Abisko National Park. And it is one of the best places on the planet to see the Northern Lights because all the solar activity that happens from the sun and enters into the Earth's atmosphere, that's actually one of the best places
wow.
to see it. So, yeah. We had quite an eventful trip, but happy to be back as well.
Was it as breathtaking as you imagined?
It was fantastic, Mark.
Did you cry?
You have to. I almost did, yes.
Oh.
But it was just all over the place and just, the lights dancing, colors. We got to see the colors as well. So it was not just green, but we saw pink and purples and blues. Yeah, so that was a special one, yes. And a photography guide told us that it was one of the most special ones she had seen as well. And she's been there two seasons already.
Did you take the kids with you or did you leave them behind for that
Not
trip?
For this one, no.
Too
I
cold.
Thought, let me just manage, myself, because you have to get into these special suits that they give you, besides the three or four layers that you're already wearing. So it's quite a lot of, it's quite heavy. So I wouldn't take the kids yet, maybe when they're a bit older. Yeah.
So where are we taking the kids this week?
Yeah, I was thinking since we are at DIFF and it's all about the movies, we'll, talk about families and movies maybe. So yeah, so... Looking at a very popular place to start with, which is New York. And I'm sure both of you have been and have stories to tell as well.
Love New York.
It's wonderful, isn't it? Central Park. So many movies have been shot around there, hasn't
there? Yeah. Though I can't think... What are the movies that have been shot there?
Yeah, don't ask me that.
There was the one with Michelle Pfeiffer where she was in the underpass and she got battered up.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking about. Yeah.
Not a very nice family one, though.
No.
Yeah, so the one I thought of instantly was Annie. The
Annie?
Yes.
That's where all this lovely music comes from, isn't it, Annie? Yeah, go on, let's hear it. The sun will come out tomorrow.
That is not the music
that
playing. That's you singing, Mark Lloyd.
Is it?
You cannot fool our listeners.
Here it goes. Here it goes.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet you bought a dollar that tomorrow.
Who's that singing that?
There'll be
Eileen Quinn? I thought it was your little girl.
No.
Just thinking about tomorrow. Clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow.
Yeah, it's such a nice score, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, that's the famous song from Annie.
Yes, the one that everyone thinks about when you remember the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was set in 1930s New York, and it was filmed in 1982 in New Jersey, actually,
okay.
And was obviously a hit the world over. I remember watching it when I was 6, so yeah, it's part of the childhood, memories. Yeah,
I always wanted to be Annie. I always wanted someone
you
to come to my house
with your red hair,
take me away from the chores, and adopt me into a rich family.
Right.
You think you'd
like that?
How would you have looked in that little red dress, do you think?
Fine, just like her.
Yeah.
I had like the big red curly hair.
You'd have to sing as well, though.
Do you know audition for the role as Annie?
Who?
Drew Barrymore.
Never.
Yeah.
She's a blonde. That's not right, is it? They can't take our roles.
They can dye your hair.
Yeah. There were like 8,000 children that auditioned, and they called Eileen Quinn back 8 times just to make sure they'd made the right choice.
Oh.
And she was brilliant. I mean, I loved her freckles and everything.
Panicking like on the 6th and 7th time. Can't they just decide?
Yeah. So, I mean, New York, what more? What more can I say? It's a fabulous city to take the kids to as well, I think, and so much to do there. There's theater, which I love, so you can catch up with the musicals, Lion King, which is fabulous for children, Wicked, which I loved, and besides that, there's ongoing musicals all the time, so that's a lot of, that's theater that you could expose them to while you're there.
And it's something about seeing it on Broadway as well,
it
isn't
is,
there? It's pretty spectacular.
Yes, it is.
Is there a too young to take kids to New York?
No, I don't think so, Steph, because, you can go even to Central Park and enjoy that with the smallest of babies, so I think that's...
But being really busy, like 3 and 4-year-olds, mm-hmm. which you have to have reins for them, or... I can just imagine, like, walking through
mm-hmm.
loads of shoppers, and you've got, like, really little ones who are just holding your hand. That would be quite stressful, I imagine.
It would be, but then you would avoid, I guess you would take the quieter lanes or streets, maybe, or even the train... So I think you can do it. I've seen a lot of families with small children travel and still enjoy it. So, and of course, there's all of these Empire State Building, the attractions that are there that you can just
the
show
museums
them.
Museums are amazing.
Yeah, Times Square. the Statue of Liberty, you do the boat ride too when you see it. And it's just as amazing as it looks in the pictures.
I always remember Central Park and the professional dog walkers that go in there who've got like about 10 dogs yeah. on each arm.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're just being dragged along. That's yeah, amazing
that
to see.
Would
it,
yeah. Be, yeah, I don't know how they do
what
that.
What a job,
honestly.
Eh? What a job.
Crazy. So, yeah, I mean, enough to keep, you know, the family busy. The American Museum of Natural History has a Rose Center now that was founded in 2000. And they have something called the Hayden Planetarium. So they have daily space shows as well.
Yeah.
So that's something you could catch if you're there.
Okay.
Yeah. And, of course, there's a Metropolitan Museum as well. So quite a lot of things. I would definitely take my girls to the Museum of Natural History because I think it's one of the best places, yeah, in the city.
I enjoyed MoMA when I was there.
What's that?
Museum of Modern Art.
Mm-hmm.
There's yeah. all different kinds of things
yeah,
in
yeah.
there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So,
lots of bright colors.
Yes.
Bags of museums. Where are we going to eat yeah. when we're in New York?
Oh, my goodness.
Everywhere and anywhere.
yeah. I mean, I'm sure everyone's got some recommendations. Do you have any favorite places, Steph?
I think any deli yes, in New York City just has the best sandwiches ever.
It's so hard as well because every single time you're there, I don't want to waste my time going back to the same places. So I tend to go to somewhere once and then
keep moving on.
So many.
Yes, I do the same thing. Yeah, and booking a hotel with breakfast there is a waste, I would believe.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
massively.
You have to book just the room and then go out and just... Once you're on the street, it's absolutely chock-a-block with everything you could imagine. So
there's
all
a fun,
possible.
A really great cafe, which is opposite Central Station.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of under one of the bridges.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a big archway underneath it. And you go in it and it's just so American. And they seat you at your table. And it's all pancakes and things. And that was one of the only ones that I would go back to time and time again. It's just next to Central Station. And they use it in a lot of films, actually.
Do they?
Yeah.
It sounds like the kind of place they would use because it's like with the archway and everything.
Mm.
Yeah, but I would recommend a few, one being Rice to Riches, which has a large variety of rice puddings if you're into that kind of thing. But apparently, even if you're not a fan of it, you would be after you tasted it here. So
I think I've been there. My friend Cal took me along there for some
frozen
rice pudding.
Yogurt as well. Yeah.
Yep.
And then Bear Burger comes, you know, they have the options of gluten-free as well, you know, burgers that are there. And then there's Spice Symphony and Follini's Restaurant. So these are just some of the few I would name, but there are heaps and heaps more. Heaps and heaps. I'm sure everyone who's been to New York has a favorite one.
Yeah.
At least one.
What about places to stay? Where would you recommend for that?
Well, Airbnb's finished, isn't it?
Yeah, they've stopped it in New York, haven't they? We were talking about
well,
it.
Well, they're trying to.
California, I thought.
It's kind of, no, New York as well. It's kind of at your own risk.
Is it?
At the moment, because they have brought in a new law where you can't rent your property for anything less than 30 days at a time. So it does kill the Airbnb market.
Shame.
But people are still listing and still doing it on there. They're not meant to, though.
Mm. So being there, and I mean, once you've been there, you know that the main areas would be Central Park, in or around that area, or even near Times Square. You just want to, you know, leave your hotel and be in the thick of the action.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think that would be my recommendation. And if you've got a full wallet and you're going for the luxury options, there are plenty. There's the Westin at Times Square. There's the New York Marriott Marquis, which is just literally, these are like on Times Square Boulevard. So you've got the entire street and then you've got these hotels right there. The Crown
Plaza. I stayed
Plaza
in the Westin,
well.
Actually.
You did?
Oh. Yeah. And that was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
The lift has the trendiest music of all lifts.
Is it really?
That I've ever been in. And it was like right in the action. And the bar on the first floor in there is kind of the place to go out, heaving, with like really famous DJs on.
Wow.
Which is a weird thing. You know, when you go back to your hotel just to go to bed, and you're like, oh, there's a massive party happening.
Yeah. I stayed at the Waldorf Astoria when I was in there, which is one of the,
very,
you know.
Yes, that's a classy one.
Yeah, the old school kind of hotels. Frank Sinatra's performing.
Oh, lovely.
You've got this amazing antique clock in the lobby, which you just gaze at. It's one of those that you can't take your eyes off.
Yeah.
Great hotel.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for luxury, you're looking at about 800 to 1,000 dirhams a night?
Yes, depending on time of year, but that's in the general range, yes. So that would be that. And mid-range, there are lots of options. One being the Wellington, again, which is located on near Times Square, so it's not very far off, between Times Square and Central Park, actually. And then, you know, you're out of that and you're into the main busy place, so it's good.
How much are you looking at for a more mid-range kind of hotel?
That would be around 400, 500 dirhams a night. Yeah, and again, my recommendation here, like I said earlier, would be do it without the breakfast. You've got to do room only.
Do you know what? If you can face doing it, I think Brooklyn is a fantastic option.
Yes.
Stay in Brooklyn, walk over the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd get some great photos.
It's a lovely walk,
as well.
That, isn't it? Across the bridge. It's a great walk.
Yeah. Great way to start your day, especially if you're going when it's good weather.
If you are going for breakfast, you'll walk a bit quicker, won't you? Okay. We're heading to another city that's great, for movie backdrops, isn't
that's
it?
Right.
And it is wonderful for the whole family.
Yes, it is. So it has to be nothing else but London.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're pretty familiar with this one, Mark.
So I've been there on the odd occasion.
Probably been there more than I have. So, yeah. And, you know, like you said, heaps of movies being filmed there have been filmed there. So the one I would, you know, I was thinking about when I, you know, came up with this was The Chronicles of Narnia and the stories,
right.
You know, by C.S. Lewis that have been made into movies. The fourth of the series is being released this year, I believe.
Yeah.
So, and of course, very popular, big hit with the children. So, yeah.
So they're gonna love scene where this was taken on location, of course. Chronicles of Narnia. I mean, when it comes to things to do in London, where do we start?
Yeah, and this I would say this season particularly is fantastic to visit London. If you're going, then the Winter Wonderland at Hyde Park. I have been hearing so many things about it. Now, I've been traveling, like I said, to Sweden, so we've not made a trip to London yet. But fingers crossed, we should hope to get there anyway. Winter Wonderland, like I mentioned, you can skate around the ice rink that they've got there. You can go on an Arctic adventure. There's a lot for the children to be doing there. There's ice sculptures, you know, and you can find a lost island even. They have something called the Magical Ice Kingdom. You can't have a Winter Wonderland without the Christmas markets. So they've got Christmas markets very much like the German ones.
Yeah.
And they've even got a circus there. So you've got an evening showcase of, you know, skills and daredevil, stunts and things like that. So I think that's enough to keep everyone busy.
It is.
Fairly busy.
It's a real family day and night out. I've actually been to this a couple of years ago, the Winter Wonderland in Hyde Park. It's very spectacular. You just get you totally in that Christmas spirit. And, you know, if you go by day as well, there's lots of squirrels running around in the park.
They're, and, of course, food.
They're very cheeky.
Yeah.
Yeah, they come up to you, expecting to get a snack.
Yeah, I'm sure they would. I mean, considering they've been around as well for these. And then, of course, you've got the attractions all over London, which just keep getting better, I would say, with time. You have the London Eye, from where you can take great shots of the city. You've got the Shard now. You can go up as well onto the Shard and take shots of the City of London.
Okay.
You've got Big Ben. You've got the Madame Tussauds. You know, all the typical, or I would say the top things that you should see, I would recommend doing it first and then maybe going for the offbeat ones if that's your thing and if you've got the time. Tower of London with its jewel collection, the Buckingham Palace with the change of the guards. So I think fairly enough to do, even if it's a 10-day trip, I should think.
Yeah, there's plenty to do for the family, no two ways about it. And definitely Madame Tussauds is the top of my list. Do you like Madame Tussauds? I'm quite a fan of the old waxworks.
Yeah, I can't stand it.
You don't like it, do you?
I'll tell you what I love doing in London, though, which I think is really exciting. Like, I went on a walking film tour. And as you're walking around London, all you have to do, it's free, is walk around. And you'll see, like, suddenly, motorcades. And someone will rush out of a building and get into a car. And the group I was with, we just spent the whole time making up who it was.
That happened to me in New York, funnily enough. That happened to me in New York. It was Justin Bieber. And we were at this restaurant. Yeah, we were at this restaurant. And suddenly all these girls just come screaming, you know, into the street. And he kind of passes by in this black car with black tinted windows. And he just rolls it down for a second just so that they can get a quick look at him.
And then
it just speeds off. And they're chasing the car all down the street. It was crazy. The screaming girls, you know, all behind that car. It was hilarious.
What did they do if they caught it?
I know. Poor Justin, eh?
Yeah, he'd have to get a change of clothes, I'm sure.
Can I roll out my Justin Bieber fact? My one Justin Bieber fact?
Yeah, go for it.
Please do.
That I roll out every time we talk about him?
Go on, he's coming to Dubai next year.
No,
it's not that.
Is he really?
Is he related to you?
Oh, wow.
Official that Mr. Bieber's Purpose Tour is coming to Dubai.
Time to book your holidays. My fact about Justin Bieber, is that because he is sponsored by Calvin Klein and does all of their shoots and things, he never ever washes his underwear.
He just throws it away and gets
I didn't need to know that.
He has a new pair of pants every day. Can you imagine? Like,
oh,
that
my
is my
goodness.
Dream life.
Yeah.
A new pair of pants every day.
You don't have to wash any underwear ever again.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's my Justin Bieber fact. You can count on me.
Right, what about the theatre in London though?
Yes, again, there's very similar to Broadway. You've got the West End here, so fabulous, fabulous theatre. A lot of the same shows that you could catch on Broadway, you would be able to find here as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I would recommend that.
Okay, plenty to do. What about some eateries in London? What would you recommend there?
I've got one here, Mark, that I think you might approve of, which is the Hard Rock Cafe.
Ooh, yeah. Now I've got a fact. Can I come up with a fact here? This.
I thought you might.
A lot of people think the Hard Rock Cafe is an American franchise, which it was two Americans who started it. However, mm-hmm. the first ever Hard Rock Cafe is right here in London. The first ever Hard Rock Cafe.
So you're
stepping into history here. And another little tip, underneath mm-hmm. The Hard Rock is a place that they call the Hard Rock Vaults. And it's got some of the most rare musical memorabilia on the planet down there. So you can get yourself a trip mm-hmm. down into the vaults. You'll see some amazing stuff, including the first ever piece of Hard Rock memorabilia, which was Eric Clapton's guitar.
Does this seem very fair that they keep it all downstairs?
Well, actually, Eric Clapton's guitar is on top of the bar, but there's some other stuff. A lot of Jimi Hendrix stuff mm-hmm. is down there.
Mm-hmm. How many burgers pianos. Do you have to eat to get into that bit?
No, you can. I think you have to pay a little bit extra. I think you have to buy a ticket to go down into the vaults. But if you're a music fan, unmissable.
Is the vault only at the Hard Rock Cafe London? Yeah. Or is this? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's a real special
place. They don't all
place.
Have vaults.
No, they don't all have
them.
No.
So this is a special one then. This is a special
but go,
one.
Definitely go. The first ever Hard Rock
yeah,
in London.
On my list next time, Mark.
Yeah.
And then there's Planet Hollywood.
Is that still going?
Yeah.
We used to have one of them here, didn't
Rainforest
we?
Yeah. Cafe and Masala Zone even. Mm. And the Spaghetti House. Just a few again. A fabulous city for food. So like just like New York, everyone who's been to London would have their recommendations as well.
I bet no one's wearing white in the Spaghetti House.
Which attraction's your favourite one there, Steph? What do you like, your best part about London?
In London, for me, it's all about the small bars that have live music. That's what I love about London.
Nice. Yeah.
Because, and also comedy. I love going out to comedy nights in London. You can see some top-rate comedians. Obviously, you couldn't take the kids. But you can see top-rate comedians on small nights with hardly anyone in the room. And I love that. And it's cheap. It's so cheap compared to fly the same comedian out here and suddenly it's four times the price, isn't it?
Right.
What about you, Mark? Do you have a favourite spot? Besides the Hard Rock Cafe.
I kind of just like wandering around. I like walking up and down Regent Street shopping and doing all that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, the shopping
Hyde
great
Park
as well.
Is great and, you know, and having a chat with the squirrels in Hyde Park is great. Also, Abbey Road is where the famous Abbey Road Studios are. So I went over there and saw where the Beatles crossed the road album cover. You can do all that.
The famous one, yes.
Great musical tours in London. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, very quickly, where can we stay? Yeah. And let's get into some costs as well.
Yes, so luxury hotels, I would recommend one that would be the St. James Hotel and Club because they do little things for children while they are there, while you stay with them. They have these little, almost like tea parties for the children where they do a theme like, you know, they take either a story and they just make it, you know, they have little cupcakes and biscuits kind of designed around that theme.
Okay.
So it's a really fun thing for children to kind of interact, you know, and have to experience there, I would say. There's the Amelia White House and Regent's Park. These are the luxury options I'm mentioning now. The Mandarin Oriental and the Waldorf Hilton, just some of the few. And if you're looking at the mid-range, then it's the Radisson has quite a few hotels, Marriott hotels, of course, there. So 3 and 4 star.
And getting there?
Getting there now, connectivity is brilliant, as you know. So New York, you have direct flights, you know, several times a day even, with Emirates, Etihad, Qatar Airways. London, again, Emirates, Etihad, Turkish Airlines. And these are, I think, for London, you're looking at fares anywhere starting from, depending on the season, of course, starting from 2,500 dirhams per person. Yeah, and New York would be slightly more, maybe looking at about 3,500 onwards. Yeah,
and you know what? So flight prices are coming down, aren't they?
I would say, all the time.
If you're going to book something, wait till January. I keep saying that to people. Wait till just after Christmas, then book your flights because there's bound to be another
sale on.
That's
a good time to do it. Mm. Yes. True.
Cool. Andrea, thank you so much. Travel mom,
my pleasure.
We'll see you again next week.
Thank you very much.